Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I appreciate you being here today. And I appreciate my next guest coming back on the show as well, Phil Kirpin. He's a man who knows Washington, D.C., the swamp better than anybody. He is president of American Commitment. You can follow him on X at Kirpin. What's up, my friend? How are you?
Oh, not too much. My house got smacked by a tree last week, and we lost internet for 3 days, so it was a disorienting experience for me, and the kids especially were going crazy. But things have settled back a little bit, and then we saw Biden's not running for re-election, we saw when we got back online. So that's fun.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
He was waiting for you to get internet back before he made the announcement.
Yeah, that's what it was,
I think. That's what happened.
Yeah.
So what's the buzz you're hearing in D.C. about tackling Kamala?
They're going to beatify her. She's going to be a saint by this time next week. And I believe there are 11 favorable articles to her in today's Washington Post, by my count. I might have missed a couple. So it's the full court press to make her the greatest person to ever live and elect the Democrat. That's what we get from our media.
No doubt. But I'm still very, very, leery that she's going to be able to pull this off and actually even become the candidate, because she's terrible. I mean, this rollout's been terrible. Her
right.
Everything that's coming out about her now is terrible.
Well, this is the thing. So they can write all of the brilliant profiles about how great she is and all of the fabulous packaged news pieces about her. But, once she speaks... She's going to have all the problems she's always had,
right.
The problems that had her dropping out of the presidential before a vote was even cast in 2020. And so I don't know that. Look, remember, they had a completely mentally incompetent president for literally years that they all knew was completely mentally incompetent. And the calculation by Democrats until a month ago was, even in that condition, it's better to run him again and conceal his lack of mental capacity than to run her. And so this was only when things got really, really bad in terms of him being exposed and they had no choice. They said, I guess if he's half brain dead, he's worse than Kamala. But that's no great endorsement of her capabilities.
No, and has Barack Obama actually endorsed her yet, or is he still being very coy with all this?
Well, Barack and his beautiful bride, Michelle, have pointedly not endorsed her, but almost every other major Democrat has, and so it's a pretty conspicuous non-endorsement when they're saying, oh, we should have an orderly convention process, and not mentioning her at all in their statement.
Yeah, it's very strange. Let's talk about the money for a second. I know the Trump campaign is filing a dispute with the Federal Election Commission. I keep hearing about all the money's pouring in, but a lot of this makes me raise some eyebrows, Phil Kirpin.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing thing because, as the chairman of the Federal Election Commission himself noted, the relevant election law regulations say that if you raise money for a general election and then you are not a candidate for that general election, you need to return the money, basically. And what they've got every liberal election lawyer in the country to tell every favorable reporter is, oh, well, if you're on the ticket as a vice president, then you can keep the money if you're running for president. They made it up. As far as I can tell, that's not in any of the regulations anywhere. I mean, he raised the money as the general election candidate. Now he's not the general election candidate. This distinction that, well, she was on the ticket, so she gets to keep all the money, they invented it. But they managed to get it in every single news article, and so I guess people kind of think that's how it goes now. And unfortunately, you know, the way the FEC is structured, it's 3 Democrats, 3 Republicans. I can almost guarantee it's going to be a 3-3 deadlock vote, and they're not going to do anything, and she'll keep the money. But that's not what the law says, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, all right, so that's a great point, because the commissioners on the FCC, they will control this process. They're Democrats, and they're probably just going to sign off on this.
Well, there's 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans,
right?
But you need 4 votes to do anything. So,
right.
you know.
Yeah, so...
That commission is set up to do almost nothing, which, by the way, is not a bad thing, necessarily, because a lot of the complaints and stuff that come in, you know, if it were a partisan thing, if it were a 5-member commission like the FCC or the SEC or something like that, and you'd have a Democrat president would be able to stack it, and it would be a disaster. So I don't really mind that it's set up 3-3, but people need to understand that the result of that is, you know, unless something's really egregious and out of line, you're going to get the, you know, a 3-3 tie, and then they're not going to do anything.
Let me ask you about her comments about fracking. I mean, McCormick's got a new ad out now, and it's great. I'm sure you've seen it. It's gone viral. It's terrific. She said she wanted to ban fracking. Absolutely. Ban cheeseburgers, too, Phil Kirpin. But how do you think that
she
plays?
She endorsed the whole AOC version of the Green New Deal, not
yeah.
like the warmed-over Biden version, which they passed as Inflation Reduction Act, but like she was for the original one that like bans cows and bans air travel, and it's like, you know, bans everything, basically.
Yeah.
The one that costs $100 trillion. She was for that one, the AOC version. And so, you know, look, it's one thing. We've got all these past statements with her saying she supports this, that, or the other thing. I'm sure that on the campaign trail now she'll say, oh, I'm not for that. But I think people's past statements and their past sponsorship of legislation tells you a lot more about what they would actually do in office than what they state their positions are during the current campaign, because, you know, the latter is always going to be poll tested and driven by what they think you want to hear. That's why it's useful to go back into someone's history and see what they've been for in the past to get a better picture of how they would actually govern. And there's no question she is extraordinarily hostile to fossil fuels. She is a San Francisco liberal, super woke. You know, you're not going to get We're not going to get fossil fuel production from her. We're not going to get anything that's, you know, to the right of Bernie Sanders at her. She was actually to the left of Bernie Sanders, according to the GovTrack analysis. They said she was the most liberal senator when she was there. That's pretty hard to do when you got Bernie in there.
Yeah, she's also a freaking authoritarian who loved to use the power of the Attorney General's office to go after her political enemies. I mean, she terrifies me. She really does. She's, I think, dangerous. I think, you know, behind all the cackling and her dumb comments about the passage of time lies a very authoritarian person. What's that?
I used to work at Americans for Prosperity, and when she was the Attorney General, she, quote, accidentally posted our donor list on the California Attorney General website. It's a confidential donor list.
Mm-hmm.
Now, why do you do a thing like that except, you know, to tell the liberals, go attack these people for giving to a conservative group? So there's no tactic beneath her.
Real quick, before I switch over to your op-ed that you wrote about health insurance, do you think that she'll wind up picking Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania?
Well, Well, that's the hot rumors. It's either him or Mark Kelly from Arizona. The Trump campaign today put something out saying they believe it is Shapiro. So I don't know if they're just messing with the Democrats or if they actually have some inside information. Shapiro would have the benefit of that he wasn't there during COVID. All the other governors who were Democrats did insane things because they were in governing during the lockdowns and all that. So him being new, I think, helps him avoid a lot of that. But look, we all saw what he did last year with his insane betrayal on Lifeline scholarships, where he said about a million times that he was for it. They put the $100 million in the budget, and then he line-item vetoed a program that he supposedly was for because the unions told him to. So, you know, if he's the pick, that makes school choice a major issue in this election, which I think is very favorable for us. So I don't know if he is or not, but if he is, I plan to shine as bright a spotlight as I can on the saga that we've had on that Lifeline program.
How does the fact that he's Jewish play with Democrat voters when you've got all these crazy Hamas protesters outside Capitol Hill right now as Netanyahu has finished giving his speech?
Well, I mean, I think it cuts two ways, right? I think that they certainly see it as a positive for, you know, Jewish voters in Philadelphia suburbs, and all of whom pretty much just voted for him, and so they see it as a plus to put him on the ticket in that regard. But, you know, they've got a lot of Muslim voters in Michigan and Minnesota that will possibly say, I'm not voting for a Jew because I hate the Jews. And so they've got to sort of balance out. You know, one of the challenges of the current Democratic coalition is they've got some hardcore left-wing identity politics people from both the Jewish community and the Muslim community. They have to kind of balance. And that's, I think, they might want to avoid taking sides and continue to try to walk that tightrope. And that might be a reason they might go with someone else.
Now, Kamala Harris is a person who has said she wants to give Medicare for all, even illegal immigrants. And when health insurance came up during the 2020 campaign, she was as insanely Marxist as you can possibly be on this. You have an op-ed you published recently. Americans blame government and big insurance conglomerates for health care costs. It's very interesting. It's a nationwide survey of 1,000 voters, Commitment to Seniors Project. Kellyanne Conway's polling firm was involved in this. Tell us about some of the key findings, Phil Kirpin.
Well, I got one piece of really bad news, and then I'll give you a couple of pieces of good news. So a piece of really bad news is that Democrats still have a double-digit advantage on health care, which I find absolutely astonishing and insane, because every time they do something on it, they make it worse. But I think that Republicans have sort of ceded the field, and people kind of think, hey, Democrats care about health care. So if you ask me who I trust on health care, I'm going to trust the people who actually do something on it to the people who change the subject when it comes up. And so, you know, it's a big disadvantage. And, of course, you know, healthcare is always a tough issue, right? People say, oh, this election's about the border and the inflation. And, like, that's true. But 80% of people have healthcare as a top 10 issue. 40% have it as a top 3 issue. It's always an issue. Other things rise and fall, but it's always there. And if Republicans just change the subject when it comes up, well, they've got a problem because Democrats have a big advantage on it. Now, some good news. Democrats have no actual message on health care other than abortion, 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 which is not really much of a message for, you know, the people who are not voting on that issue already. And there are two issues coming out of our survey, two messages that I think conservatives can just absolutely hammer liberals with in this election. One is the $280 billion of money that was taken out of Medicare and Inflation Reduction Act to pay for unrelated government spending, the EV credits and the wind and solar giveaways, et cetera. People overwhelmingly think, hey, if you can get savings in the Medicare program, that money needs to be kept in Medicare or given to seniors, not used by politicians for unrelated spending. That's an 80% plus issue. Democrats are extremely vulnerable on that. And then the other issue where there's a huge win, I think, for Trump and other Republicans is this idea of the discounts and rebates that the insurance companies negotiate with pharmaceutical manufacturers should be passed on at the point of sale to seniors in the Medicare Part D program. That pulled 84%, and Trump did that. He had it. He passed it. He did it as a regulation. About 40% of the cost of prescription drugs gets rebated to the insurance companies, but they can just pocket that now. They do not have to pass those savings on. Trump did a regulation requiring those savings to be passed on, and the Democrats actually delayed the effective date of that to 2032 in Inflation Reduction Act. And so the Democrats think until 2032 the insurance companies should be able to pocket the discounts and rebates meant for seniors in Part D. That is a huge vulnerability. So those are the two kind of overwhelmingly winning messages. Don't raid Medicare money for unrelated government spending, which the Democrats did in IRA, and make discounts and rebates on prescription drugs be passed on to seniors at the point of sale. Those are huge opportunities. And then we also found there's a lot of support for kind of just the standard line Republicans have been using for years, which is, We want healthcare decisions to be between patients and doctors. And, you know, Democrats say that too, but only on abortion, right? Rich, they never say that on any other healthcare decision. They're good with bureaucrats and insurance companies and everyone in the hospital systems telling the patients and doctors, you know, what they can and can't get. But that's a big opportunity for Republicans to say, wait a second, healthcare is a much bigger issue. And, you know, when it doesn't involve terminating the life of an unborn child, we're the side that says that patients and doctors should be making these decisions, not the Democrats that want insurance company and government bureaucrats to be there.
What about the lie, Phil Kirpin, that Biden keeps telling that he's the one that capped insulin prices?
Yeah, you know, we didn't get into this in the survey, but, I mean, it's a little bit crazy because, you know, Trump did like a big Rose Garden press conference when he announced this, and they rolled it out, and, you know, they did a lot of research to figure out where that $35 price point was, and, of course, then Biden kind of blocked it and then reissued it and claimed credit for it. So that's a pretty crazy one because they're just blatantly claiming credit for something that Trump did.
Right. I know. It infuriates me every time they say it, and they just so brazenly and cavalierly go out there and lie about it, and it just infuriates me. It's like every time they say it, I keep yelling at the TV, no, Trump did that, not you. Stop. And, of course, the corporate media goes along and just covers up for it. They don't fact-check Biden, or maybe they have. I don't know. I haven't seen if the Washington Post is still giving out Pinocchios these days, but it seems to me like if they are, then what's his name, Glenn Kessler, he should give him 5 for that. That's the highest Pinocchio, right?
You would hope, but, you know, the Washington Post is very much in the tank for the Democrats.
Oh,
it's,
I know.
It's pretty unusual. It's pretty unusual. You know, when he actually
democracy
rules
dies
in
our darkness,
favor, I say, even Glenn Kessler, you know, I mean, it's a surprise when he gets something right.
Well, democracy dies in darkness, my friend. So don't forget that. You know, you got to remember.
I think that's their mission statement, though, is they want it to. They're like, we're creating as much darkness as possible. Now, it's, you know, I think it's incredible also. This whole idea for the last 2-3 years, we're saving democracy, we're fighting for democracy, and then they just orchestrate this debate so they can dump the old guy and they can stick her in, and there's not a single person's going to vote on it, and they're doing it all for democracy, and you're kind of like, come on. I like the line from Trump the other day. He's like, democracy. He's like, I took a bullet for democracy.
Yeah.
What are they talking about, that I'm a threat to democracy?
Hey, I remember the AARP years ago. I remember Mark Levin just teeing off on them constantly years ago when they were behind the passage of something. I forget exactly what it was, but you'll refresh my
probably
memory.
Probably Obamacare.
Yeah, probably
Obamacare.
Right. In your op-ed, you point out that the AARP spent $60 million in advertising, held over 90 pro-IRA events with Democrats to help pass the bill, which included about $25 billion a year in direct subsidy payments to insurance companies.
Yeah, you know, I call this kind of like the Iron Triangle of healthcare. We've got the Democrats, the insurance companies, especially United Health, the largest insurance company, and AARP. And a lot of people don't know this, but AARP gets about $800 million to $1 billion per year from their deal with United Health. So all of those AARP branded United Health plans, Medicare, Part D, Medigap, Medicare Advantage, all of those plans, they skim 5% every month off the premiums and they send it to AARP. And so, you know, you've got United selling $20 billion of those policies, kicking, you know, $1 billion back to AARP, which spends, you know, $60 million of it on Democratic advocacy and then, you know, pays themselves massive salaries and all this kind of stuff. And it's created this problem where whenever we have healthcare debates, the 800-pound gorilla in terms of political advocacy is this group that pretends to be a seniors group but really is getting all of its money from the insurance industry and is advocating on their behalf and helping Democrats. And then they, you know, the cycle repeats. And so we saw this very graphically in Obamacare when calls from seniors to AARP were running 14-1 against it, but they endorsed it. And they actually got a carve out for their Medigap products where it could continue to exclude pre-existing conditions when no other products in the country were allowed to. And so that was a very corrupt deal. And then we got kind of a smaller replay of the same thing with Inflation Reduction Act. They were totally fine with major cuts to Medicare, with cuts to the amount of prescription drug spending in Medicare being used as a funding source for unrelated spending, including those supersized Obamacare subsidies, which go directly to companies like United Health and then flow right back to AARP. And so it's a very corrupt scenario. And the thing is, like, okay, in the private sector, you know, $800 million is like, okay, you got a nice business. In political advocacy, it makes you like a juggernaut. It's like having your own presidential campaign every single year. And so, you know, this is, I think, one of the reasons we've made so little progress on healthcare is this sort of Iron Triangle of the Democrats, AARP, and United Health. So we've been trying to break it up, make people aware of it, shine a spotlight on it, you know, tell people there are other products out there. You don't need to send your money to these guys if you're in a Medicare product. And so that's kind of the impetus behind our whole Commitment to Seniors initiative, including this recent polling that we did.
Well, I'm glad you're doing it. Bravo. I think exposing this is crucial, because I can guarantee you most people have no idea about what you just said, Phil Kirpin. So I think it's incredibly important to enlighten us about that. And I, for one, I'm not 50 yet, but when I turn 50, I have no interest in giving the AARP my money, none whatsoever. I believe there's an alternative to that group, too. I think Levin advertises for them, as a matter of fact. Do you like them?
I do. I've talked to those guys at AMAC, and they don't do an exclusive deal with one insurer and steer all the money that way. They've got a bunch of different options that are in their platform, so they sort of give people, if people want to use them to pick a Medicare plan, they get a much more full picture of what's available, instead of sort of the exclusive corrupt deal that AARP has with UnitedHealth. And the other seniors group that I like and have worked with is not really like a full-blown AARP alternative, but is a really good conservative seniors advocacy group, and that's a 60-plus association. So I would encourage people, don't think, oh, I'm going to join this group and get a great insurance discounts and also advocate on behalf of seniors. Understand, if you give to AARP or you join AARP, you might get a good deal on some product you want to buy, but you're going to be directly funding this, the other side politically. You're going to be directly funding liberal advocacy. And so I would encourage people who don't want to do that to look at some of these alternatives.
Phil Kirpin, always a pleasure, my friend, president of American Commitment. Follow him on X at Kirpin. And let's talk again very, very soon. I appreciate your time. I hope everything goes well with the home repairs, too.
All right. Thanks. Have a good one.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. So as we continue along the show here today, I got a lot of great audio for you of Netanyahu, Peter Doocy confronting Karine Jean-Pierre about the cover-up about Biden's health. We have anti-Israel protests going on outside the Capitol in Washington, D.C. A lot of arrests made. And Christopher Wray, the FBI director, testifying today before the House. A lot of details coming out about the assassination attempt on former president and future president Donald Trump. I am still convinced that this guy had major help. I refuse to dismiss this entire thing as incompetence. I will not do it. I will not do it until you prove to me otherwise. I refuse to just simply be like the sheep and say, oh, well, just human error. No, there's more at play here, in my opinion. So we'll get into that as well. But I got to tell you, we drive in our family the XC90. That is the family car Volvo that I highly recommend. It is a great SUV. It is powerful. It is fast and it is safe. And it's got that third row. So a ton of cargo space. I mean, whether or not you need the third row for the kids or you just, friends travel. I mean, for example, we used it the other night, nights in Venice. We were able to load everybody into the XC90, all our friends, and it was great. So I highly recommend that car, but I highly recommend you going to Cherry Hill Volvo, because right now they have discounts available of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. That's right, $13,176 off the Volvo XC90. I love this car. It's my favorite Volvo that I've driven because I love the room and I love the power, and it's got a lot of it. But maybe you want something different. I've driven all the Volvos, so I can tell you about each and every one of them. Maybe you want the S-Class. I drove the S60 for about 6 months. It's a great sedan, made in America at their plant in South Carolina, super fast. I had it in black. It reminded me of the Batmobile. Well, whatever you choose at Cherry Hill Volvo, you can take advantage of their 2024 model year sell down. And you're going to get the great customer experience that Cherry Hill Volvo is known for. Remember, we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios. So forget all the other Volvo dealerships out there. Forget them. There's only one that stands with us. There's only one that is our studio sponsor, and that is Cherry Hill Volvo, because Judith Krupnik, Yosef Cohen, the entire team there, they understand relationships matter, and they prove that every day, and they know that our relationship matters. And that's why they sponsor our studio, and we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studio. So take advantage, discounts of up to $13,176 off the Volvo XC90 for qualified buyers. Cherry Hill Volvo, the most accessible Volvo dealer to Philly and South Jersey, right across the bridge where relationships matter.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. What are you in an angry mood, DeSantis? Kind of angry. I like it. I'm not saying I don't like it. It's just kind of angry.
I thought those guys sounded nice.
Those guys? There's no way you thought of that song by yourself, so who did?
The computer.
The computer.
I have a random selection on right now.
The computer. Oh, you know, when I, next week...
AI.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. AI Joe Biden. When I get back next week, we have to do Santos' playlist, because we still have not done that from the Travis Manning Foundation.
I would do Santos' playlist Monday through Friday if anyone provided it to me, because
I have
everyone knows I don't know music.
I have it. I just keep forgetting to give it to you, but let's do it next week. Since I'm off tomorrow, I got to go to New York for a double secret probation project, and then Friday I'm getting my sinus surgery. So Monday, I'm in for the full week next week. Even Friday.
I'll believe it when I say it.
Oh, shut up. Please.
It's only Wednesday, guys. It's only Wednesday.
This is my Friday, though, Andrew.
True.
And I'm exhausted, by
already.
The way.
Already, yeah.
I'm exhausted already, and it's only 4:28-ish, 4:29. Why don't you play Gimme Ducey going after Karine Jean-Pierre over the cover-up of Biden's health. They have, I'm told... The animatronic Joe Biden from the Hall of Presidents has officially arrived at the White House, and they are loading the speech into the computer as we speak. So he's ready to go tonight. I don't know what the speech is going to say, what the animatronic Joe Biden will say, but could say he's going to resign. You don't know. We just don't know. We'll find out tonight, 8 p.m. and the animatronic Joe Biden, the CGI. I believe Spielberg is producing this tonight, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe they need somebody more of the vein of like the guys doing the big superhero movies these days.
I feel like they should get James Cameron.
Well, it is a Titanic-like episode we're watching right now, so that would work, actually.
I was thinking Avatar. I think those little blue creatures look so lifelike.
Yeah, you're right. They're certainly more lifelike than Joe Biden does. No doubt about that. So a little Deucey time for us. Go ahead.
It would seem that people in this White House knew that President Biden was slipping, and it was hidden from the American people. So who ordered White House officials to cover up a declining president?
I know that that is a narrative that you love. And
a narrative.
Wait, hold on.
He did a press conference at NATO. I'm in it. There's all these things that I need to finish. And then 10 days later, I'm dropping out.
Okay. Okay, you're asking me like two multiple questions here. Wait. First of all, there's been no cover up. Want to be very clear about that. I know that's the narrative that you all want. Wait, no. You get it.
Let me jump in here for a second. This is the woman who told us that these were cheap fakes about Joe Biden. That anyone who doubted whether or not Joe Biden lost his freaking mind and was talking to clouds and talking to people that were invisible, they were watching cheap fakes. That's what Karine Jean-Pierre told us. So if you questioned whether or not in Normandy Joe Biden walked over and started talking to no one, you got yelled at and lectured to by the White House press secretary and by the corporate media. These were cheap fakes. We heard from Joe Scarborough saying this is the best Joe Biden ever. The debate happens, and within minutes of the debate starting, people on Twitter, the Obama bros, the Pod Save America bros, all those guys coming out and saying Joe Biden's got to go. Within hours after the debate, on all of the shows, not even hours after the debate, minutes after it ended, on CNN, MSNBC, there's Gavin Newsom, there's Kamala Harris, and they're all calling on Joe Biden to drop out of the race. So stop it with this idea that this was not a thing. It was absolutely a thing. They were covering up Joe Biden's mental decline. They were covering up the fact that the guy's a freaking vegetable. And now we're being told there was no cover up ever. So we were told, don't believe your lying eyes before. Now don't believe your lying eyes now. I'm so tired of these people, the gaslighting, the constant gaslighting. These people are pathological liars is what they are. Highly manipulative, and I have no time for this in my life. But I got to do this because it's my show, so let's keep going.
I want to be very clear about that. I know that's the narrative that you all want. Wait, no, you can't.
Well,
okay.
I've been with President Biden for 5 years.
Are you going to let me answer the question?
Would you at least admit that the debate is not just the Biden?
Can I answer the question?
Yes.
All right. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. To your first question, it is not a cover-up. I know that is the narrative that you all want. It is not. I'm going to say this again, and you're going to hear directly from the press. I hope you listen tonight. I think it's going to be incredibly powerful and important. The Oval Office, presidents, as you know, when they make speeches from the Oval Office, it's because there are important moments that they want to directly make sure that the American people hear from them. And it's obviously going to be done in prime time. I would listen to the president.
Okay, we'll listen to animatronic Joe Biden from the Hall of Presidents. Absolutely, we will. I can't wait to find out what he has to say. Over under on Biden resigns tonight. Want to make it interesting, gentlemen? What do you think? Biden resign tonight?
Do I have to wager another $1,000 for a pizza?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
The minimum bid to get into the bed is $1,000 on your end, a pizza on my end. I know it's not fair, but this is not a democracy on this program. It's an oligarchy.
I'm probably going to pass, but I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, what do you think? Is he out tonight?
No, he's not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere? No. Andrew?
He hasn't pardoned his son yet. He can't get out yet.
He can announce a date.
True.
He could pardon his son tonight and then get out.
Yeah, he's not going to do both at the same time, though.
Well, he doesn't have to announce the pardon of Hunter. He can sign it and resign. Don't tell anybody.
Well, but going back to your point about announcing it, I don't think it would look good for him to announce both at the same time. It's like, hey, kid, I'm pardoning my son, but I'm also leaving at the same time. So I just don't think that's...
All right, so you say tonight he's not resigning.
No, I don't think...
Chuno resigns, and I'm going with he's out. He resigns tonight.
Now I kind of want to make the bet.
Just to make it interesting.
I don't know. What the heck? I'll take it. $1,000 for a pizza.
There you go. At this point, you owe me like $5,000.
No,
anyway.
I owe you $1,000 plus the $180 a day in interest you're charging me.
It's a very high interest.
I'm hoping to get it all back once Kamala is the nominee.
It's not going to happen.
Oh, I have to hope.
It's not going
to
happen.
If it doesn't, I'm going to be bankrupt.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will. But.
Very nice.
There are a lot of women in the Zioli army who would like to have you as their slave for a day.
I should offer that as a service next time you go to the Grand Hotel in Cape May.
Right?
Just have a drawing for that.
That's a good prize, actually.
You want to get listeners and you want to get some people who want to show up?
I like it.
Just do that.
I don't have any skills, though. That could be problematic.
Yeah. It'll kind of be like in Groundhog Day when the one guy goes for two cents or two shillings or whatever it was. You'll be like that guy.
I can't build anything. I can't fix anything. I can't cook.
You're utterly useless.
The person will win the draw and then just be like, so what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? We can go out to eat somewhere. All right, where do you want to go? Wherever you want to go. It doesn't matter.
I'm not good conversationally, so no. I can't bring anything to the table there.
As you've just demonstrated on this show just now, talking.
I think I annoy most people.
Yeah, 100%. Without question. No doubt.
It's good that we can at least be honest with each other. That's a sign of something,
it's
right?
It's a sign of something. I don't know what the sign is, but it's a sign of something, that's for sure. Now let's go ahead now, and I want to switch gears to Netanyahu and what he was saying today. He gave a really, really powerful speech. A lot of people really like it. But before I do that, I want to just play this clip for you. This is now the DNC chair, Jamie Harrison. So, installing Kamala Harris is a transparent, fair process. This is actually what the DNC chairman is saying. I'm telling you right now, this has been the most undemocratic, not just with the transfer of Joe Biden to Kamala Harris, but the entire Democrat primary. They didn't have a primary. It was a fugazi. They controlled the entire process. There was a congressman who was running. They didn't give that guy any oxygen whatsoever. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., no oxygen whatsoever. This process has been the single most anti-democratic process from the party that's always screaming about democracy and the threat of democracy dying and how blah, blah, blah. These people have orchestrated this every single step of the way. This is the big story of the hour brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, VanariaDental, VanariaDental.com. So here's a DNC chair. Again, this is another lie, but we all have to just believe it, I guess, because he's saying it. Cut 19.
Listen, in essence, we have rules for situations in like the one that we're in now, and we are utilizing those rules, which basically puts this nomination process in the hands of the delegates that were selected, you know, based off of the elections that happened over the course of the last few months.
BS. Jack Sobieck, our buddy who was an intern here at PhD many, many years ago, and he was on during the RNC with me, came on the show. He's been on the show before. He's doing great things. He really is. He's everywhere, and he's got a huge following. I'm very proud of his success, and he was actually on with Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson invited him on his podcast, and they had a great chat together. And his point about how delegates shifting their support to Kamala Harris shows just how undemocratic these Democrats really are. Cut 18.
As someone who's thought for the last few years that this was not a democracy, it's an oligarchy, the real business conducted in the shadows, shielded from public scrutiny by lies and classification laws. I've thought all that for a while because it's clearly true. But to see that all revealed, they just took the mask off.
So what
is shocking?
What you're seeing is a layer being pulled back, and the core is never revealed. So in the intelligence community, you would say, all right, if your cover is blown, or you've got an issue with your cover, you've got an issue with our identity, whatever it is, someone's asking questions about the operation, you never come out and say, well, you got me, I'm CIA, yep, Langley sent me. No, what you would do is that you would peel back a layer and say, okay, you know, I may have lied about this thing, but here's what's really going on. But you never get to the full truth. So think of it as layers of an onion, for example. So you never get to the core, just one peel comes off. And now we're going to go with that. So the peel that's coming off right now is, yes, Leviathan does have to show itself in order for this move to take place. And that's what's happening. So this idea that you live in, that they promote, a lot more than Republicans promote, by the way, that we live in a democracy and the people are the ultimate arbiters of sovereignty and justice in America. And we're fighting to protect our democracy. By the way, we're protecting our democracy from Donald Trump, who's the biggest threat to democracy. But this guy, well, we don't like him anymore. So we're just going to remove him and we're going to pull his money and we're going to pull his delegates. And then actually the most interesting thing that I see is when you watch all these delegates, all these delegations are coming out now. North Carolina has decided they're behind Kamala Harris and New York says they're behind Kamala Harris and each delegation starts going. This is like watching the election results in North Korea. Because what do you mean the delegates are suddenly for Kamala Harris? The delegates were voted for by the people of the Democrat Party, like 14 million people or something voted in this election. And suddenly their votes don't matter anymore.
Now, that's why. If Kamala Harris, well, she's going to become the nominee. I've told you that before. She will be the nominee. The Democrats will nominate her next week on their virtual roll call, and she'll be the nominee. But if they swap her out at the convention, she decides she doesn't want to do it, she becomes the first female president, she can't do it, whatever it is, because they've decided she's going to lose, all these delegates will go along with it. This is not a Democratic process. These are the oligarchs who control everything. These are the power brokers. There's nothing democratic about this. So anyone who thinks that if they decide, they being the powerful people that actually run this party, if they decide Kamala Harris has to go, Kamala Harris will go and they will all dutifully follow along. This is why anybody who thought Joe Biden was going to survive this, I told you he wasn't, he couldn't. Being president is not that powerful. It's all about influence and persuasion. Joe Biden had none of it in the final days before he dropped out. Well, guess who doesn't have it either? Kamala Harris. She doesn't. So if they decide she can't do this, she can't win, she's got to go, a deal will be struck and she will go and the delegates will dutifully go along with whoever is the next chosen person to be the Democrat nominee for president. After she's nominated so that they can transfer the money properly. Because it's all about the money, too. And like Phil Kirpin said, they're breaking all kinds of federal election laws, but these people don't care. They're going to do whatever they have to do, even smurfing, as it's called, even though I don't like that term. But they'll whatever they have to do to get the money, they'll do it. And they'll break the law doing it, and they'll do it, and they'll ask questions later. They'll violate FEC laws, they'll violate campaign laws. They don't care. And then later on down the road, years from now, they'll pay a fine. Nobody will go to jail. Nobody will go to prison. Nothing like that. They'll pay a little ELEC fine, possibly, maybe, maybe not. And they'll control the process every step of the way. Don't doubt me on this. This is not a democracy. These delegates are not for democracy, not in the least. Not in the least. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. But Donald Trump is more popular now than he ever has been before. Even CNN has to acknowledge this. So CNN's Harry Enten, their pollster, taking a look at the early polling of Kamala Harris versus Donald Trump. I played you Steve Kornacki earlier, who said everything regarding Donald Trump, or I should say Kamala Harris, and the excitement around her is based on hope. It's not based on numbers. Her unfavorability ratings are way too high. They're never going to change. They can't be changed. When people identify somebody as unfavorable, the only thing that can save them is policies. Her policies are terrible, so she can't win. But it's worse. It's worse for them. CNN takes a look at some polling. And after the convention, Donald Trump, his highest ever favorable rating. But it's not a one-off. It's not a one-off in the least. And remember, people are still lying to pollsters about how they feel about Donald Trump because they don't want to be labeled a racist or a sexist or undemocratic or whatever the hell it is the media says about them. So these numbers are actually even higher. No question in my mind about that. But CNN has to acknowledge this. They can't help it. They have to. They have to say it. Cut 11.
Kamala Harris, it is going to be difficult to beat Donald Trump, and I want to give you an understanding of why. Let's take a look here just first at the favorable views of Donald Trump. We know that Donald Trump has historically been unpopular. But take a look now. After the Republican National Convention, in the ABC News Ipsos poll, he recorded his highest ever favorable rating at 40%. That's not a one-off. Take a look at the Quinnipiac University poll, 46%. That's the highest ever in that pollster. The fact is, Donald Trump is more popular now than he ever has been before. So, yes, Democrats can make this switcheroo, But there's still going to have to be Donald Trump, a Donald Trump who is stronger, Sarah, than he has ever been before.
It will be interesting to see how voters respond to all of this. Now, how is he doing relative to Harris, who did run at yes. one point? What do those numbers look like?
Yeah, so let's take a look here, right? We've been focusing so much on how Harris was doing better than Biden in the polling. And that's true. If we take a look at the national average, what do we see? We see Donald Trump up by one. That's a within the margin race, right? That's a close race. But remember, of course, in the national popular vote, Democrats tend to do better there than they've done in the Electoral College, at least when Donald Trump has been running for president. So last time around, when Joe Biden barely won in the Electoral College, he actually won the national popular vote by 4 points. So at this point, Donald Trump is running 5 points better. Better than he was 4 years ago against Joe Biden. So at this particular point, whether you look at the favorable ratings, whether you look at the horse race polling, we see that Donald Trump is doing significantly better than he was doing 4 years ago at this point. Kamala Harris is going to have to do better than this, if she wants to win the popular vote, but more than that if she wants to win the Electoral College, where she'll likely have to outperform how she's done nationally, because the fact is, if you got to tie it in the national popular vote, that is probably not good enough if you're Kamala Harris and you want to win the election against Donald Trump.
She's so bad that when she ran for Attorney General of California in 2010, she beat the Republican by less than 1 point. She beat the Republican in that general election in 2010 in the state of California by less than 1 percentage point. That's how bad of a candidate she is. So again, you know, you can doubt me when I say that I am not convinced she's going to be the candidate this November, but she's not a good candidate, and she has her unfavorability is so high right now. It's a disaster waiting to happen for them. I hope she's a candidate. I do. I hope I'm wrong again. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeal. I should say not. I hope I'm wrong again. I hope I'm wrong for the first time, because she'd be great as a candidate. Trump is going to beat her. I am confident of that fact. Listen, don't count on summer heat to melt away those extra pounds. That doesn't work. Here's something that does work, though, and that's NJ Diet. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. There's no shots, no prepackaged food, and no surgery. NJ Diet's fully supervised every step of the way to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water weight. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations are close by or available from anywhere with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET, 855-5-NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. It's njdiet.com. You're going to lose the weight for good, guaranteed. njdiet.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Fox News today announcing that it has invited the Trump campaign and Kamala Harris's campaign to debate in Pennsylvania coming up on September 17th. Location to be determined. Now, Trump commented on this. He would be willing to do even more than one debate with Kamala Harris. No response yet from the Kamala Harris campaign, probably because they know that she won't be the nominee past September 1st, let alone September 17th. But nevertheless, here's former president and future president Donald Trump talking to Bill Malugin. Cut 10.
If Kamala Harris does end up being the Democrats' nominee, will you commit to debating her at least one time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'd want to. I think it's important. I would be willing to do more than one debate, actually.
There you go. Absolutely. That'll be fun to watch. The FBI director testified today in front of the House. I've got a lot to say about that as well. There's a lot of questions regarding what he said. There's a lot of just, I think, inexcusable. And I refuse to just write it off as simple human error. I mean, if you want to just say this was all just human error and this was all just a lapse in security and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're trying to throw everybody under the bus here, from the Pennsylvania State Police, local law enforcement in Butler, the county sheriff's office, everybody. But at the end of the day, the fact is, this guy, this 20-year-old guy with encrypted phones, was able to sneak a gun onto the roof, fly a drone over the site hours before the former president and future president of the United States of America would be there. He's able to be up on the roof while the president, a former president of the United States, is on the stage. And there are no answers to any of this stuff. There are no answers. In fact, the FBI director actually says that given the weapon he had, it may be the reason why they have not found anyone who's seen him with the weapon yet. You have to be a sucker, honestly, a complete sucker, if you believe this narrative coming out of the government. If you believe, and Ray said something today that I almost fell out of my chair. He said this guy was Googling how far away Lee Harvey Oswald was to John F. Kennedy when he shot him. I don't believe that for a second. I think it's another lie being told by the FBI. I don't believe that for a second. This is part of the narrative that they are trying to paint, that this guy was just a lone gunman. So this 20-something with zero background has encrypted devices and is able to gain access to a roof with a weapon that nobody saw, fly a drone over the site hours before a presidential protectee gets on the stage. And we have no answers to any of this stuff. But what we do know is that this lone gunman modeled himself after Lee Harvey Oswald and Googling how far away Lee Harvey Oswald was to JFK. I'm not buying this for a second. I'm sorry, I'm not. This government has lied too much. This government has covered up too much. And I just refuse to dismiss the idea that this was not an inside job. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe history will prove me wrong. But it hasn't proven me wrong yet on the Kennedy assassination. I still don't have all the information. You don't have all the information. We still do not know. To this day, we do not know the entire truth about the CIA's involvement in the Kennedy assassination, because the CIA won't release all the files. Why not? What are you hiding? What are you covering up? It has been how long since 1963, and we still do not have all of the answers regarding that assassination. But I find it to be particularly interesting how they are working overtime to pretend like this guy is just Lee Harvey Oswald. Right. Right. Because I was born at night. It just wasn't last night. 855-839-1210. Listen, we have 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you. Thanks to our friends at the Grand Hotel. And we all love summer. We do. But I'll tell you something. The fall in Cape May is absolutely beautiful. It is beautiful. If you haven't been to Cape May in the fall, then you should book your stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for a September to remember. The Grand offers special midweek packages so you can enjoy the beach without breaking the bank. Stay two nights and save 10%. Stay three nights, you're going to get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Now, you can use these resort credits at Hemingway's for food and drinks, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, and the gift shop. It's fantastic. Stay five nights, you're going to get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits that can be used, like I mentioned, right on site of the property. Now, the Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes, all equipped with a kitchenette, and they have huge heated pools, two of them, one inside, one outside. I'm telling you, the Grand is my happy place for a reason. And mark your calendar. We'll be back there for our next live show, our first one of the fall season, on Friday, September 6th. And if you're looking to do an event, well, listen, the Grand has beautiful, beautiful facilities for weddings, beachfront weddings, corporate events, baby showers, bridal showers, and so much more. Just call my friend Caitlin. She'll take great care of you and make your event an absolute success. Book today by calling 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. Always book direct with them for the best rates. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh,
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Fox News today announcing that it has invited the Trump campaign and Kamala Harris's campaign to debate in Pennsylvania coming up on September 17th. Location to be determined. Now, Trump commented on this. He would be willing to do even more than one debate with Kamala Harris. No response yet from the Kamala Harris campaign, probably because they know that she won't be the nominee past September 1st, let alone September 17th. But nevertheless, here's former president and future president Donald Trump talking to Bill Melugin, cut 10.
If Kamala Harris does end up being the Democrats' nominee, will you commit to debating her at least one time?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I'd want to. I think it's important. I would be willing to do more than one debate, actually.
There you go. Absolutely. That'll be fun to watch. The FBI director testified today in front of the House. I've got a lot to say about that as well. There's a lot of questions regarding what he said. There's a lot of just, I think, inexcusable. And I refuse to just write it off as simple human error. Maybe look, if you want to just say this was all just human error and this was all just a lapse in security and blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're trying to throw everybody under the bus here, from the Pennsylvania State Police, local law enforcement in Butler, the county sheriff's office, everybody. But at the end of the day, the fact is this guy, this 20-year-old guy with encrypted phones, was able to sneak a gun onto the roof, fly a drone over the site hours before the former president and future president of the United States of America would be there. He's able to be up on the roof while the president, former president of the United States, is on the stage. And there are no answers to any of this stuff. There are no answers. In fact, the FBI director actually says that given the weapon he had, it may be the reason why they have not found anyone who's seen him with the weapon yet. You have to be a sucker, honestly, a complete sucker, if you believe this narrative coming out of the government. If you believe, and Ray said something today that I almost fell out of my chair. He said this guy was Googling how far away Lee Harvey Oswald was to John F. Kennedy when he shot him. I don't believe that for a second. I think it's another lie being told by the FBI. I don't believe that for a second. This is part of the narrative that they are trying to paint, that this guy was just a lone gunman. So this 20-something with zero background has encrypted devices and is able to gain access to a roof with a weapon that nobody saw fly a drone over the site hours before a presidential protectee gets on the stage. And we have no answers to any of this stuff. But what we do know is that this lone gunman modeled himself after Lee Harvey Oswald and Googling how far away Lee Harvey Oswald was to JFK. I'm not buying this for a second. I'm sorry, I'm not. This government has lied too much. This government has covered up too much. And I just refuse to dismiss the idea that this was not an inside job. Now, look, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe history will prove me wrong. But it hasn't proven me wrong yet on the Kennedy assassination. I still don't have all the information. You don't have all the information. We still do not know. To this day, we do not know the entire truth about the CIA's involvement in the Kennedy assassination, because the CIA won't release all the files. Why not? What are you hiding? What are you covering up? It has been how long since 1963, and we still do not have all of the answers regarding that assassination. But I find it to be particularly interesting how they are working overtime to pretend like this guy is just, he's just Lee Harvey Oswald. Right, right. Because I was born at night. It just wasn't last night. 855-839-1210. Listen, we have 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead for you, thanks to our friends at the Grand Hotel. And we all love summer. We do. But I'll tell you something. The fall in Cape May is absolutely beautiful. It is beautiful. If you haven't been to Cape May in the fall, then you should book your stay at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for a September to remember. The Grand offers special midweek packages so you can enjoy the beach without breaking the bank. Stay two nights and save 10%. Stay three nights, you're going to get 10% off and $55 a night in resort credits. Now, you can use these resort credits at Hemingway's for food and drinks, the outdoor pool bar, the beach concession stand, and the gift shop. It's fantastic. Stay five nights, you're going to get 10% off and $65 a night in resort credits that can be used, like I mentioned, right on site of the property. Now, the Grand offers guest rooms, suites, and townhomes, all equipped with a kitchenette, and they have huge heated pools, two of them, one inside, one outside. I'm telling you, the Grand is my happy place for a reason. And mark your calendar. We'll be back there for our next live show, our first one of the fall season, on Friday, September 6th. And if you're looking to do an event, well, listen, the Grand has beautiful, beautiful facilities for weddings, beachfront weddings, corporate events, baby showers, bridal showers, and so much more. Just call my friend Caitlin. She'll take great care of you and make your event an absolute success. Book today by calling 800-257-8550. 800-257-8550. Always book direct with them for the best rates. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.